2 million Americans will be behind bars by February 15th, according to a report released by the Justice Policy Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. The JPI reported in a study released on February 1st that the U.S. prison population will top 2 million for the first time on February 15, 2000, the day after the nation celebrates Valentine's Day. Using the most up-to-date figures from Justice Department, states, and trends, the Institute said that it estimates that the U.S. now has the world's largest incarcerated population and highest incarceration rate. Just 6 weeks into the new millennium, America has earned the distinction of having a quarter of the world's prison population, despite having less than 5% of the world's population. There is little to celebrate this Valentine's Day, stated Vincent Schiraldi, director of the Justice Policy Institute. The ascendance of prisons as our decade's major public works project and social program is a sad and costly legacy. JPI's report, The Punishing Decade, Prison and Jail Estimates at the Millennium, shows that the imprisoned population grew at a faster rate during the 1990s than during any decade in recorded history. America entered the 1990s with 1,145,300 inmates in its jails and prisons. The number had almost doubled by December 31, 1999, when there were an estimated 1,983,084 adults behind bars. They estimate that by the end of the year, there will be over 2 million. The prison growth during the 1990s dwarfed the growth of any previous decade. It exceeded the prison growth of the 1980s by 61% and is nearly 30 times the average prison population growth of any decade prior to the 1970s. The Institute estimated that $39 billion will be spent annually just to operate America's prisons and jails by year-end 1999. A figure which will grow to $41 billion by year-end 2000. The Institute also reported that in 1995, states around the country spent more building prisons than building universities for the first time, and that two-thirds of those incarcerated in prison and jail, approximately 1.2 million people, are imprisoned for nonviolent offenses. Halfway through Black History Month, our prisons and jails represent the sad reality that one out of three young African-American males are under some form of criminal justice control, stated Jason Zeidenberg, policy analyst at the Institute. 2 million prisoners is too many, and the nation must find alternatives to incarceration to solve America's pressing social problems. The Justice Policy Institute's report, The Punishing Decade, is available on the World Wide Web at www.cjcj.org/punishingdecade. This has been Lynn Gary reporting for the A Infos News Service.